Om Shanti. Can we start the session with the 1 minute of meditation? Om Shanti. I am very thankful to our chairpersons, Professor Nitish Nayak and Professor Shiv Kumar Chaudhary from AIIMS and Professor Satish Narula. I'm going to talk to you on three-dimensional healthcare for healthy heart. I just start this topic because how I came to sort of start with meditation and start using meditation for heart diseases. While I was in Delhi, practicing in Delhi, at a Scott Heart Institute, then I realized that what we are doing, interventions, they don't solve the problem. This is only palliations. In 93-94, we were seeing cases at the age of 36, below 40. Who used to come to us, and they used to have a event, coronary event, a myocardial infarction. We'll manage the patient. Next day we'll do the angiogram. Those days primary PCI was not the order of the day. So next day we'll do the angiogram. Like one patient who was 36 year old, we did an angiogram, and we found LAD was 80% blocked, and the LCX was 60% block and RCA was 40% block. So then I asked the wife of the patient that this patient requires intervention. So I deposit 2 lakh rupees in our hospital, finance department. She deposited next day and we did the angioplasty intervention. After 3 months only, patient came back with another event, acute coronary syndrome. We repeated the angiogram and we found that the stent had blocked off. 60% block in the LCX, left circumflex artery had become 80%, and the RCA block had become 60%, just in 3 months only. So then we said, when we go for rounds, that now you need two stents or you undergo a bypass surgery and deposit about 2.5 lakh rupees or 3 lakh rupees for the bypass surgery in our hospital. So that patient asked me, doctor, my wife sold our house to get first intervention done, and now you are telling me to deposit another 3 lakh rupees. What should I sell now? That made me realize that what we have the epidemic of heart disease. That time it was about 8 to 9%. Now it is about 14 to 15% of adult population is having coronary artery disease. In India, we get 70 lakh heart attacks every year. And we do only about 3.5 lakh interventions per year, which addresses only 5 lakh people, 5% of the population. In the US, they have 2 million heart attacks, 20 lakh heart attacks, and out of which they do about 1.3 million, that is 13 lakh angioplasties and about 5 lakh bypass surgeries. So they can manage that much. Can we do 60 lakh or 65 lakh interventions in a year? Then the whole budget will go to interventions only. Isn't it? Am I right, doctor?
Absolutely.
Yes. So we have the epidemic of coronary artery disease. So I'll be telling you what we have done. So we planned one study with Dr. Kalam. Because Dr. Kalam, one of the scientists from Dr. Kalam's team, listened to my talk. In one of the IMA meetings, I was giving talk on stress and heart disease. And he listened to my talk. Then she discussed with Dr. Kalam and he called me. Then I shared with him my thought. And he said, Dr. Gupta, go ahead with this research program if you want to do it. Then I am with you, my whole DRDO is with you. Those days, DRDO was never sort of concerned with private consultants. I was a private consultant. But he lived to his word. We made a research program, and that is what I want to share with you. How this program of three-dimensional healthcare, what is three-dimensional healthcare, and how this can heal not only heart disease, but every non-communicable disease. Every disease of mind and body, as you will know very soon. This is our hospital, Mount Abu. This is Mount Abu Hospital. Another hospital in the foothills of Mount Abu, that is Abu Road. We call it Global Hospital Trauma Center. Why we are talking about three-dimensional healthcare? when there is a state of art, modern healthcare is available. Because modern healthcare is only one dimensional. It addresses only the body. All in MBBS, MD, MCH, DM, wherever we go. We go to US also, UK, FRCP, FRCS, or whatever you do, we are taught only about the body. We are taught only about the human body. All the researches, all the medication, surgery, everything is for the body. But are we bodies? Today, the modern healthcare is treating human beings as human bodies. We are aware that every disease, almost 95% of diseases are psychosomatic. All NCDs are psychosomatic. Psyche means mind, soma means body. First comes to the mind, then comes to the body. CAD is also psychosomatic. Hypertension is psychosomatic. Diabetes is psychosomatic. Obesity is psychosomatic. Cancer is psychosomatic. GRD is psychosomatic. But there is no teaching about mind and spirituality. That is the problem. So health, you know the definition of health. I need not go into it. But there are four dimensions to health: physical dimension, mental, social and spiritual. And just not the absence of disease or infirmity. And this very WHO had planned a program, Health for All, by 2008. You are all aware of it. In 1977, but the result, 2000 has passed. Are we healthy? Are we healthy? Can we achieve health this way? We cannot. If you take the present status of healthy living today, of physical health, body's health, there was a survey in 2015 in four major cities of the country, Delhi, Chennai, Mumbai and Calcutta. And they found adult population, they had a questionnaire and they also examined patients. They found that 30% people are suffering from hypertension. Every third person is hypertensive. About 14% people have heart disease. ECG also was done and they found ECG abnormalities were seen in those 14% people. Or they had documented MI, infarction or some intervention. And diabetes is about 10%. Obesity, overweight is about 40%. Now children also obese. About 25%, 20% to 25% children are also obese. Respiratory problems 10%. Acid peptic disease, that is GRD, about 35% of the population. Every third person is having GRD. Bone problems, osteoporosis 20%. Our ladies, the mothers and sisters who are postmenopausal, 50% of ladies are osteoporotic. Skin problems 10%. Eye and ENT problem 10%, cancer 5%, headache, migraine or tension headache 10%, like hormonal problem, thyroid problems. 100 people have 200 problems. Even you see yourself, even you may be having, every doctor has two problems at least, isn't it? Physical body. Am I right? There was a recently survey in Ahmedabad and they found that average a life expectancy is 72 years and for doctors it is 59 years. Doctors are dying 13 years younger. Why? Because of stress, right? Because of wrong lifestyle. Doctors have more hypertension than the general population. Diabetes more, CAD more, obesity more. Because we take the maximum stress. No profession, no one gets up in the night, but we get up. People have right to awaken us any time of the day. The present status of healthy living, type A behavior. 80% of the population is type A, always under pressure of time. Most important cause of, I've seen events, is, I've written one article in STEMI and STEMI update, how the stress leads to this thing, acute events, acute STEMI. The type A behavior, when you are under pressure of time, work and your own habits, perfection. Cynical behavior, very common. Hostile behavior, laziness. People with hostile behavior have very good, very long blocks. You must be aware that in India, the disease is so diffuse, 54% of Indian heart patients have got diffuse disease, which is not operable. You cannot do intervention. You cannot do bypass surgery. They are non-operable. So ego, fear, attachment, lust, anger, anxiety, depression, In the developed world, it is about 25, every fourth person is in depression. Here also in India, we have 15 to 20% population in depression. 10% are on medication and insomnia, lack of sleep. 10% people need tablets to sleep. That is the status of mental health. Social health, you are all aware what is happening. Cutthroat competition, jealousy, hatred, and spiritual health, identity crisis. Everyone is having, you know, in every home, husband and wife, parents and children, children and parents, employers and employees, everywhere there is a problem, clashes, communal riots, terrorism. That's a spiritual health problem. And what is happiness? Laughter is happiness or not? Yes? Laughter is happiness? Laughter is not happiness. Because in Ramayana serial, Ravana was laughing all the time. And Rama never laughed. Right? He was smiling all the time. Right? So what is the internationally accepted definition of happiness? Happiness is inner state of being and it comes from inner satisfaction and contentment. When you are satisfied and contented, only then you can be happy. Is anyone happy in this world? Yes? Because happiness comes from purity of mind and intellect. Our mind has to be pure, intellect has to be pure, only then we can be happy. We have to be peaceful to be happy. There is no peace. What is peace? Being in the present. Truthfulness, fearlessness, power, tolerance. Today's human being is like a balloon. He keeps on getting praise, success, he keeps on, you know, becomes a big balloon. Someone comes with a criticism, needle, it becomes very small, right? Same thing happening with us. Whenever criticism comes or problems come, our happiness disappears. Easy nature, sweetness, large-heartedness, empathy, compassion, love, sacrifice, satisfaction, and contentment is needed, right? Then only you can be happy. Today, as I told, today more than 95% diseases are psychosomatic. Even accidents are psychosomatic. Cold is psychosomatic. Every disease is almost even infections now, they found out why we are getting recurrent infections. Why they're having mutations. Now antibiotic resistance is coming in a big way. Your meropenem is not functioning properly. Drugs which we have to use so many times colistin. And then colistin resistant cases are coming. So what to do? Why? Again, the stress is playing a great part. As now we come to coming to the CAD, in 1960 only 1% of adult population was having heart disease, and it was a disease of old people. These are big people, executives, rich people. And now, over 1970 to 2000, 300% increase in CAD. And now it is about 14%. And in 2015, it was 62 million people suffering from cerebral vascular disease, that is including stroke and CAD. And out of which 37 million were below 50 years of age. Actually, for every heart patient, one documented case, there is another silent case as well. If you take that into consideration, that is about, it becomes around, how much? It becomes 120 billion, 130 million, right? 37 million, that means 60% of the population, the heart patients, are below 50 years of age. It is not a disease of old people now, right? 2.9 billion people died because of atherosclerosis, and out of which 1.5 million were below the age of 50 years. So that is the problem. I'll just show you some cases, some case studies. He's a 48-year-old person, he's an industrialist, hypertensive, diabetic, smoking. He is a sedentary person. He had an intervention 2007, then 10, the instant cystinosis appeared. 2010, then 2014, he had to undergo bypass surgery in one of the very sort of premier institutes in India, in Delhi. Again, after 3 months only, he developed symptoms again. TMT was strongly positive, and next month he went to UA, Houston, and he saw that his angiography was done, and all the grafts had blocked. It is a rare case. And then the balloon angioplasty was done to all the grafts. And just after another 4 months, he started having symptoms again. So you can see this. All the grafts are blocked. You can see there. All the grafts are blocked. So then this patient came to us. He was hardly able to walk 50 meters, and now is for last 4 years, he's absolutely fine. I'll just call one patient, one Dilwala. We call them Dilwalas, right? Avinash Soniji can come. Avinash, can you come? And this is another patient who is not hypertensive, not diabetic. His weight is only 50-60 kg. He is 2013 intervention, then 2014 another intervention, two blocks, and 2015 he undergoes bypass surgery. Just after 2 months he starts having symptoms again. So what is the culprit? Avinashji Uparaja. And this is another patient who has got diffuse disease. All the three arteries are diffusely diseased. This case is not bypassable. Actually, we have gone, our Dilwalas, most of them have gone for, we have started a campaign, Bye Bye Heart Attack and NCDs all over Rajasthan. And all of them are visiting all the 33 districts of Rajasthan, you know, in 6 groups. And they are spreading this message that this is a lifestyle disease, it can be prevented. We can prevent heart attacks totally. This is totally preventable disease. So I'll ask Avinash ji, aap idhar ke mic leke baat kare. Avinash is a Dilwala. Dilwala means heart patient who has become better. We don't call them heart patients, we call them Dilwalas. Dr. Abdul Kalam also used the same word, Dilwalas, for them. It came in Times of India when this study was published. Yes. Avinash ji, aap bata dijiye. See this person. This is a lady. She was the director of a NGO. You can see, till now she has 10 interventions and 1 bypass surgery. Still, she was not able to walk 100 meters. Tall lady, 5'6 in height. Weight is only 62. And she was not able to walk. But now she is walking 5-6 kilometers per day without any further intervention. So you can see this angiogram of this patient. Another patient who has got 7 interventions till now and still not able to. Again, he is part of this program. Now he is enjoying his life. So you can see this again angiogram there. Now he will talk.
Brief. Om Shanti. Sabhi pyar se bolenge Om Shanti. Good afternoon. मैं एक प्योर आत्मा हूँ. शरीर का नाम अविनाश सोनी. जलगांव महाराष्ट्र से आया हूँ. बाय प्रोफेशन आर्किटेक्ट हूँ. 40 साल से प्रैक्टिस कर रहा हूँ. 2007 दिसंबर को कुछ स्वास्थ्य चेकिंग मैंने करवाई. तो स्वास्थ्य चेकिंग करते समय जब रिपोर्ट आया हाथों में तो पता चला कि सभी ब्लड रिपोर्ट्स में जो कोलेस्ट्रॉल आदि था सभी काफ़ी बढ़कर आया. वो बढ़कर आने के बाद में आगे कि भाई क्यों बढ़कर आए तो स्ट्रेस टेस्ट हम लोग करेंगे. तो स्ट्रेस टेस्ट करवाई तो वो भी पॉजिटिव आई. पॉजिटिव आने के बाद में आपको पता है आगे जो कि एंजियोग्राफी के लिए हम लोग नायर हॉस्पिटल गए. नायर हॉस्पिटल में डॉक्टर चौरसिया जी जो है सीनियर कार्डियोलॉजिस्ट, उस समय हमारे परिवार के भी लोग साथ में थे, हमारी युगल भी थी, बोलती कि कभी कभी तो हिसाब से दोनों की एंजियोग्राफी साथ में करवाई. एंजियोग्राफी करवाने के बाद में राइट साइड का एक ब्लॉक था 65% आरसीए में, एलईडी में था कुछ 85% और एक था 90%. ऐसे तीनों ब्लॉकेज थे. तो उस समय डॉक्टर साहब ने बताया कि भाई आपको 2 स्टेंट डालनी काफ़ी जरूरी है करके. अब इस प्रोग्राम के बारे में मेरे को थोड़ा बहुत पता था, बाकी वैसे ज़्यादा तो उसमें मालूम नहीं थी. फिर भी डॉक्टर साहब का नंबर मेरे पास था. मैंने डॉक्टर साहब को बोला मैं आज तो नहीं कराऊंगा लेकिन आप डॉक्टर साहब से हमारे बात करो. उन्होंने डॉक्टर साहब से बात करके डॉक्टर साहब ने उनको कहा कि भाई क्या हुआ है. तो जैसे उन्होंने बताया कि भाई ऐसे ऐसे 3 जो ब्लॉकेज है, तो डॉक्टर साहब ने कहा कि उनको आप अभी छोड़ दो, हम आगे देख लेंगे क्या करना है. जैसे मैं वहां से करीबन मेरे को फिर भी 10-12 घंटे उन्होंने काफ़ी ये किया कि भाई आप कर ही जाओ करके एंजियोप्लास्ट. तो हम लोग वहां से निकले. फिर करीबन 8 दिन के बाद में मैंने डॉक्टर साहब से कांटेक्ट किया. डॉक्टर साहब बोले आप मधुबन आ जाओ माउंट आबू. मैं वहां पहुंचा, शिविर भी लकीली था. शिविर जैसे बताया डॉक्टर साहब ने तो मैंने करीबन 7 दिन शिविर पूरा अटेंड किया. 7 दिन जैसे बताया गया पूरा शिविर में अमृत वेला से लेकर तो रात तक जो भी बताया गया पूरा मैंने प्रोग्राम 6 महीने फॉलो किया. और छह महीने के बाद जब मेरे को खुद को सेटिस्फेक्शन हुआ कि मेरे ब्लॉकेज नील हो गए करके, मैंने सोचा कि चलो एक बार हम लोग एंजियोग्राफी करके उसको और दोबारा देख लेते कि कैसे कितने ब्लॉकेज हमारे नील हुए। मैं सीधा परिवार को लेके रूबी हॉल पहुंच गया डॉक्टर जगदीश जी हिरेमठ के पास में। तो परिवार वाले बोलते कि आपको और कॉन्फिडेंस है। मैं बोला नहीं, हो सकता है, लेकिन फिर भी मेरे को खुद को ऐसे लग रहा कि मेरे ब्लॉकेज नील हो गए होंगे करके। तो जैसे जगदीश जी के पास में गए तो डॉक्टर साहब बताए कि आप क्या करते हो। तो मैंने कहा उनको कि ऐसे ऐसे, तो बोलते ठीक है एक बार आपके एंजियोग्राफी करके देखेंगे। तो जैसे एंजियोग्राफी के लिए गया तो मैं तो भगवान के महावाक्य पढ़ते ही गया। ऐसे परिवार वाले बोलते कि आपको बहुत ज्यादा ओवर कॉन्फिडेंस है। मैंने सोचा कि ठीक है चलो एक 10 मिनट में मैं वापसी आ जाऊंगा, आप चिंता नहीं करो। तो मिरेकल ये हुआ कि जैसे 10 मिनट में मैं बाहर आया और डॉक्टर साहब ने बताया कि आपके ब्लॉकेज तो कुछ है ही नहीं करके, जो दोनों एलईडी के थे दोनों ब्लॉकेज मेरे निकल गए पूरे, और एक आरसीए का जो था वो भी ब्लॉक जो है वो कहाँ गायब हो गया। बोलते कि वो भी तो काफी एंड में चला गया है करके, ऐसे
30% के आसपास प्लाक्स, नाउ दे वर प्लाक्स।
तो उसके बाद में जो है मैं जैसे भी निकला तो सब परिवार वाले पहले मेरे को काफी फोर्स करते थे कि आप बाईपास करो, एंजियोप्लास्टी करो। और जब मेरी ये दोबारा एंजियोग्राफी हुई तो सभी लोगों ने मेरे को बोलना ही बंद कर दिया। और उसके बाद में 2008 में जैसे मैं समझो जुलाई में आया था, और जुलाई के बाद में रेगुलर ये सेवा मैं कैड की कर रहा हूँ। डॉक्टर साहब बुलाते रहते, हर प्रोग्राम में आता हूँ, और कई पेशेंट भी मैं जलगांव से आज तक लेकर आया हूँ यहाँ पे। और रेगुलर ये प्रोग्राम जो भी मैंने बताया वो भी आज मैं करीबन 90% फॉलो कर सकता हूँ। 100 तो नहीं कर पाता हूँ क्योंकि मैं बाय प्रोफेशन पूरा घूमते रहता हूँ। तो वो हिसाब से मैं कहूंगा शुक्रिया बाबा का और हमारे डॉक्टर साहब का, पूरी टीम का। थैंक यू, ओम शांति।
उसके बाद कभी डॉक्टर के पास जाना हुआ क्या अविनाश भाई? कभी डॉक्टर के पास गए हार्ट के लिए? 11 साल में इनको किसी डॉक्टर के पास नहीं जाना पड़ा। ठीक है, अच्छा।
जाना इसके लिए नहीं हुआ कि मेरे को पता चल गया कि भाई ये जो कुछ ब्लॉकेज हमारे हुए हैं ये किस कारण हो रहे हैं, क्योंकि हमारा टेंशन है और उसके बाद में स्ट्रेस है। तो ये स्ट्रेस और टेंशन यदि हमारा बढ़ता है तो हमें कभी भी कुछ भी प्रॉब्लम आ सकते हैं। तो अब उसके ऊपर मैं पूरा फॉलो करता हूँ और बाकी चीजें तो छोड़ ही देता हूँ, और रेगुलर जो बाबा के महावाक्य वगैरह पढ़ते रहता
हूँ। वेरी गुड। तो आप मिरेकल ऑफ मेडिटेशन की जो बात कर रहे थे ना, मिरेकल ऑफ, दिस इज ऑल्सो मिरेकल ऑफ मेडिटेशन, बट इज नॉट अ मिरेकल। दिस आई विल टेल यू हाउ द पैथोलॉजी कैन बी कन्वर्टेड टू फिजियोलॉजी बट थ्रू अ सिस्टमैटिक प्रोसेस, राइट? How the pathology happens, how we develop blocks and how we can open them. And not only heart disease, but you know, the hypertension can be reversed, diabetes can be reversed. How it is possible? Can we have this, you know, a little focused? Light ki wajah se sir? Acha. Thoda light kam kar dijiye. So this is the basically state of art modern heart care is basically it is a PC, like whatever we do bare metal stents or drug eluting stents or bypass surgery or statins, it is essentially palliative. Various trials, courage trial, O trial, mass 2 trial and the inter heart trial, they have shown that they are basically palliative, does not address the root cause. Genetic factor, mental stress, diet, exercise, sleep, tobacco use, they are the real culprits. They need to be modified, right? And it is only one dimensional. Whatever we are doing is only one dimensional. It addresses only the body. While CAD is a psychosomatic disease, it's a lifestyle disease. And in US, I told you already that in 2006, when these trials were being published, and that time there were 2 million events, 1.3 million angioplasties were done at a cost of $60 billion, and 0.45 million bypasses were done at the cost of $44 billion. That means $104 billion were spent only for two procedures. And that is not the budget of Indian health, total health. They spent only this much money for this only. So despite, and what these trials have shown, despite the cost, angiographies and stents do not prolong life or even prevent heart attacks in stable patients. Unstable patients, primary PCI is very good. It should be done. हाँ जी, अच्छा वो माइक ले देता। ओके,
इज ए लाइफ सेविंग थिंग, इट शुड बी डन, राइट? अप टू इवन 24 आवर्स रेस्क्यू एंजियोप्लास्टी समटाइम्स इट रिक्वायर्ड, शुड बी डन। बट इन स्टेबल एंजाइना, इवन विद ट्रिपल वेसल डिजीज लाइक दिस पेशेंट, इट्स नॉट रिक्वायर्ड।
stable patients, it you can just take care of. 95% are stable patients. They can be managed without any intervention. And even bypass surgeries, at the end of 5 years of this study shows that 5 years of follow-up, only 3 patients had, you know, increase in life, in lifespan. But at 10 years, this was not observed. But if you change the lifestyle, then it not only addresses the heart disease, but it addresses all the diseases of mind and body. All the chronic diseases of body and mind and body are addressed. Like you go to the shopping mall and you buy one, and there is a scheme, you get one free. But if you do it here, change your lifestyle, then you don't have to buy lifestyle. You change your lifestyle, then almost every disease of mind and body is addressed. Like intra-heart study, you know that there's already, you know about it. 90% of all heart disease could be modified if you follow your, you know, change your lifestyle. And genes, this was a study in 2009, for this Nobel Prize was given for healthy aging. They've shown meditation, diet and lifestyle. When I say lifestyle, you follow your clock. In this study, they have shown that you follow a biological clock. We are not following the biological clock. We are following everything as per pressures of life. We go to bed as per pressure of life. As per my profession, I go to bed at 12, 1 a.m. and then get up at 8 a.m. That is not the way. This is a biological clock which tells you that you go to bed at 10 p.m. Get up early. Go to bed early and get up early. And then have meditation. There's a time for walking. There's a time for breakfast. There's time for lunch. There's time for dinner. 3 hours before you go to bed. These days we have dinner at 10, 11. And then we go to bed at 1. That is what is happening. And the whole biological clock is going haywire. And meditation teaches us to again follow your biological clock. Don't live life under pressure. Change your lifestyle as per your biological clock. That is what Raj Yoga meditation teaches us. I'll share with you what is the sort of proof of that. So they have shown that this can change gene expression in hundreds of genes in only a few months. Genes related to CAD, cancer, diabetes, obesity, hypertension, rheumatoid, SLE were turned off, and protective genes were turned on. That can be done with meditation, diet, and lifestyle modification. Lifestyle modification, follow your clock. And this is the model, practical model of three-dimensional healthcare for healthy heart. This study which we have done, I was just talking to you, this study was done in collaboration with DRDO and other three institutes from Delhi, Ahmedabad, and Mumbai. And this is my alma mater where I studied, and Ministry of Health sponsored this study. And this study was published in 2011. And this study, Mount Abu Open Heart Trial, and we were told by BioMedLib that your study is in top 20 studies in the field of cardiology. This is number one, most cited, most visited by researchers, doctors, and public. And it remained number one for next 2.5 years, till November 2015. And this then in 2017, in their American Heart Association, in their scientific statement on meditation and cardiovascular risk reduction, they documented this study, the Mount Abu Open Heart Trial, along with Dean Ornish study, that these are the two studies which sort of prove, or sort of not conclusively, but they say that because meditation is free of cost, it is not sort of, does not cost patient anything, the meditation and along with diet and exercise, they are effective in decreasing or sort of combating epidemic of coronary artery disease and also hypertension, diabetes and other risk factors of coronary artery disease. So this mind-body connection, you are aware that negative, what is mind? You have been told about mind. What is mind? Mind has got four aspects. I call it team. Thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. When thoughts become intense, they become emotions, especially in relationships. Like in relationships, we think about each other too much. Then we become emotional about each other, right? And then once you have emotions, two people having emotional about each other, the vibrations between the two people. That is vibrations, also called duai or baddua, you know, whatever. And they can flow through thousands of kilometers. Child stays in US, California, and mother stays here, Abu. Mother comes to know everything about the child, and child comes to know everything about the mother, right? Vibrations. That is what vibrations, and vibrations can heal also and can also damage also, right? So that is thing. Then when these emotions are prolonged, they become attitudes. Once you have the attitude, we call it vritti, right? That according to that you have vision, drishti. And then when you have the vision or drishti, when I realize that I am a being, not a body, not role, I am not doctor, I am a being playing the role of a doctor, then my atmosphere, aura changes. Then the whole atmosphere becomes, I see everyone as a soul, as a being. That is what the aura changes. And then along in the effect of that aura or atmosphere, then we have change our impressions, beliefs and our habits, personality traits. So when you have negative team, in a hypothalamus, you make negative chemicals, neuropeptides, and they go to each and every cell of the body, and our sympathetic system becomes active, and there's a fight or flight response, feeling of disease, sadness, lack of energy. So that is what is happening day in and day out. When you type A behavior, anxiety, anger, cynical, hostile, it has become our thought pattern all the day. And that is how our disease is being produced. What we are born with one target organ, and out of that one target organ, we are, you know, daily, time and again, we are injuring that organ. The maximum effect of that anger, anxiety, cynicism, hostility comes out of that effect, onto that organ. Like for people who are target organ is heart, the coronary arteries will get damaged. For lungs, it is asthma, they will get recurrent asthmas. Like similarly, other organs. So I have shown this by a picture. These are two of cerebral hemispheres. And this is our higher brain, this is our lower brain, and you have 12 cranial nerves. And all of our five senses are controlled by 12 cranial nerves. And this is the seat of the soul between hypothalamus and pituitary. And the seat of the soul, and the higher brain has got, you know, power of Asia. That means A means analysis, which is IQ. S means synthesis, which is EQ, emotional intelligence. I for integration, that is SQ, spiritual intelligence. And HQ means happiness assimilation means happiness quotient. And lower brain is only reacts, which is like five vices are nothing but reactions. Kaam, krodh, lomo, ahankar. Lust, anger, greed, attachment. My topic is not this, but just I want to tell you, all these negative tendencies are born out of reactions. When you don't use your higher brain, when you don't use your IQ, EQ, SQ and HQ. And when you have when the soul, the being, is full of these seven energies, knowledge, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers, then only this Asia works. Today we are human beings, but we have become victims of vices and negative tendencies. And that is what is causing all the diseases of mind and body. So, if the only thing is, you need to, this battery, soul battery has to be charged. This is called as Rajayoga meditation, right? So this is how you, for some of the people who are not sort of not cardiologists, just to recap, you know, this is our heart, three coronary arteries, LAD, LCX and RCA. LMCA divides into two, LAD, LCX. When normal arteries, this is like this. When they are blocked, they are like this. Normal arteries, when they are elastic in childhood, they are elastic, so then they dilate when the demand is increased. Like normally heart, you need 250 ml of blood per minute. But as the demand increases, it can become 1500 ml in childhood. As we age, the stress increases, hypertension, diabetes, smoking, obesity, junk food, lack of exercise, and other factors, lack of sleep or wrong sleep, then our arteries get blocked. Our arteries become like plastic. And when there's a demand increases, physical demand or mental demand increases, then they don't dilate, and that is what leads to angina. When your arteries are about 70% blocked, then you start having angina. And when these arteries crack because of continuous fear, anger, anxiety, depression, you know, that leads to thrombus formation, and sudden 100% blockage leads to heart attack or myocardial infarction. So it is not the blockage. Blockage can lead to angina, but it is the clot which leads to heart attack. And you can prevent heart attacks. That is why this the paper has been given to you, I think, Bye-bye Heart Attack. But you are taking this campaign to whole of Rajasthan in all the 33 districts for preventing heart attacks in Rajasthan and other NCTs. So this is like this. In childhood, like similarly, fatty plaques are made and then slowly they increase. And then you put a stent, balloon, and then put a stent, a medicated stent or a bare metal stent. And this is what we do in stenting. And this is the stents get blocked. And then this is a bypass surgery. Again, because these two treatments are like, you know, they're good advancements of modern medicine. But the result is, but this is not the treatment of, sort of, does not treat the root cause, because we just cut the tree from here and it again grows up. And again we need a redo bypass or redo angioplasty. So we started this project in which cardiologists, endocrinologists, clinicians, spiritualists, nutritionists, fitness experts, psychologists and physiologists from DRDO. We are now working for last 21 years, and now we have more than 9,400 patients in our trial already. And this I showed you about Mount Abu Open Heart Trial. This is Abu Healthy Heart Trial under publication, which is a randomized controlled trial, and in which the only difference between the two groups is meditation. Diet, exercise is same, medication is same, and this is the only difference between two groups. And the angiogram was repeated after 1 year, initially 2 years and then 1 year. And now we do repeat angiograms at 6 months. And our 80% patients had double vessel disease or triple vessel disease. And all the data was analyzed by independent people from DRDO and also from ICMR. And the angiograms are also analyzed by a panel sort of from CSI, Cardiological Society of India. And Dr. Anil Kumar headed that panel. And then this was done. So that there is no bias. Patients who could not walk, you know, half a kilometer, 500 meters, they started walking 3 kilometers within 7 days. And the number of nitrate tablets required decreased markedly. The exercise duration increased markedly. And ejection fraction, the pumping power of the heart, increased by 10% average. Not in the control group. And the bad cholesterol, total LDL decreased, HDL increased, and triglycerides also decreased. And 93% of the patients could open their blocks. 93% patients opened their blocks. In comparison, only 13% patients had sort of little decrease in their blocks. And I'll just show you some angiograms. You can see here, 80% block here, and it opened up. See, this is a diffuse disease from here to here, and it opened up. It is a 100% calcified block. There were 50 calcified blocks. We did not consider them into the study, but to our surprise, out of 50 calcified blocks, 29 had opened up. And this is one of them. This is one of them. Multiple blocks opened up. The 80 and 90% block opened up. And this patient had two infarctions, anterior wall MI, inferior wall MI. And see, the ejection fraction became 30%. Repeat angiogram after 1 year, it became 45%. So we could even regenerate myocardium, because there are always stem cells are present in the myocardium. We call it cardiac progenitor cells. They can be regenerated with bliss, like Swaminathan Bhai was telling you, right? They can be triggered with that bliss. 80% block, it opened up, and there's a 20% ejection fraction. It became 50%. Normally 60%. So you can reach it. What can be done by stem cell therapy? Better can be done with meditation. 100% block opened up. Control group, all the blocks had increased in spite of the so-called zero-oil diet and exercise. So it is not the diet and exercise which opens the blocks. Now we have more than 9,400 angiograms and their psychological database. And now we can tell you that when I see the angiogram of a patient, because reports are sent to me from different parts of the country and abroad, when I see the angiogram, I can find out the nature of the person. Like palmist can find out the, you know, future of the person and past of the person. From angiogram we can find out. Like a block in the LMCA or LAD, ostial, proximal, mid or distal, or in the branches D1, D2 or D3 or S1, S2, S3 or LCX or ramus. Or RCA, different parts, they tell us what is the personality of the person, what type of thought patterns person has. And what we are doing in our study is, we can we modify their thought patterns through meditation and their blocks open up. People who are not able to modify, their blocks remain the same or increase also. This is what we have shown. If they are, suppose they have got 7 blocks, like RCA, the RCA pattern is different, thought pattern is different. The LAD blocks will open up, RCA blocks will not open up in the repeat angiogram. So that is what we have shown, and that data we are working on that data, psychological data. It's very difficult to sort of analyze that data, psychological database along with angiogram sequencing blocks. We are working with certain biostatisticians and to find out how sort of we can correlate. But rough estimate is there, and that's very accurate for me because I am able to talk to later on I talk to the people, do the psychological analysis, it comes out the same. And see the block has increased. Another control group patient, you see 100% block, calcified block, and it has opened up in the repeat angiogram, right? So it depends on their program and how much program attendance this. This is the events over a period of almost 3 years. Now we have follow-up more than, this study was published with 8 years follow-up. See, the type A behavior, anxiety, anger, depression, all decreased significantly. And lifestyle became better and a feeling of well-being became better. Control group, there was not much change. And program attendance was much better. Diet, exercise, attendance was much better. People could stop smoking and alcohol. And see the EEG of these people. On day one, you can see this is a beta rhythm with eyes open. And this is alpha rhythm, theta rhythm. Alpha rhythm is called as peaceful rhythm. Theta rhythm is called as loveful rhythm. What is love? Love is when you accept people as they are without being judgmental. And this is loveful. Then this is happy rhythm, happy and blissful, delta rhythm. That is present deep sleep. See this, after 7 days, on the 7th day, see the EEG. Alpha rhythm has increased with eyes open. Beta rhythm has decreased. Theta rhythm has increased. And delta rhythm is also increased. See this, with eyes open. Rajayoga meditation is practiced with eyes open. And then you see this, alpha rhythm is improving, beta rhythm is going down, theta rhythm is improving, delta rhythm is improving. With 1 year of meditation, the delta rhythm became, with eyes open while working, they become also delta rhythm. That means now they are happy and blissful even while working. They are working with relaxed mind. We did a heart rate variability, and you see this, when they came for the first day, there's life low frequency power, which represents sympathetic activity. The sympathetic activity was very high, parasympathetic activity was very less. 7th day itself, there was significant decrease in sympathetic activity, increase in parasympathetic activity. And at 1 year, there's complete harmony between sympathetic and parasympathetic activity. Now that means these people are able to face challenges. Challenges come to us daily. We don't live without, doctors are full of challenges. Everyone today is full of challenges. Everyone has to face, even children have to face challenges. So, but you face the challenge with a relaxed mind. That is what you achieve through meditation. And we did the catecholamines in adrenaline, noradrenaline levels. Control group, no change. And the interventional group, see there is significant change in day 7 itself. And then for 1 year, 2 year, further improves, right? And see the serotonin, endorphin levels. Day 7 itself, significant increase in endorphin levels, serotonin levels. And further keeps on improving as you do more meditation. That means all the pains will disappear. Angina will disappear. Backache will disappear. Knee pains will disappear. Migraine will disappear. And you will have better feeling of, you will have a feeling of well-being, happiness, pooling of energy when the endorphins are more. You get good sleep. We also did the melatonin levels in the sputum. All through the day, all through the night, we had the catheter on the tongue, back of the tongue, and then all through the day, night, every 2 hours, they were taking samples. And there was an 800% increase in melatonin levels. People who are practicing meditation on day 7. And see this, then we also did these cortisol levels. You know, as you get up, half an hour after getting up, you start having, cortisol is coming out from the adrenal gland. You start making cortisol. It depends on the thoughts, emotions, attitudes and memories. What type of thoughts you are having. Actually, this cortisol surge up to 8 a.m. is meant for your challenges in life. And not for the public, not for the world. What we do, now we get up, we 6 a.m. we start looking for newspaper, and then we open up our WhatsApp. First thing in the morning, when you get up, so what type of WhatsApp you get? And television, what you get? You get positive team or negative team? So when you get negative team, a cortisol surge becomes much more, up to 8 a.m. And then throughout the day you feel time pressure, work pressure, anxiety, anger, irritation, and you become sensitive. So if we have seen in this study that we made our patients realize that up to 8 a.m. you have to remain silent. Have only positive team. Like 4 to half an hour they do meditation, and after that we tell them that remain in silence or practice meditation. Keep on in that stage of meditation. Because meditation is, what is Raja Yoga meditation? Change of consciousness. From outer self to inner self consciousness. From body or old consciousness to soul consciousness. Inner being consciousness. That is peace, love and happiness. So if you remain that stage, and then 7 to 8 we listen to Murli. Murli means, we call it jewels of knowledge. Godly versions. Which is 100% positive team. So up to 8 a.m. if you maintain that stage, your cortisol surge in this study, on day 7 itself, it became less than 25%. It came down. The cortisol levels came down by 25%. And that is what. And evening 4 p.m. samples also came down. Also in urine also. We did in urine also. And that is how these patients were also able to. So the cortisol surge, that's how the pathology becomes physiology. When I myself, because I was a consultant to 5 hospitals in Delhi, when I used to go to Murli in the morning 7 to 8, the whole day I used to be peaceful, loveful. I used to talk to patients very nicely. When I'll miss my Murli or start, you know, looking in the newspaper and other things, and then I'll get irritated. You know, patients and always have a bit of asking, you must be aware, what should I eat? What should I eat? You know, you keep on telling them and they'll keep on asking more and more about eating, because they're so concerned about eating. They're not concerned about tablets, they're concerned about eating. So what I'll feel inside, that whatever you want to eat, eat, but don't eat my head. You get irritated so much with the, you know, with cardiologists, you know, they want to know everything. You know? So that is a problem. But I never felt irritated attending to 100 patients a day in my OPD. With taking this care, with that experience I did to this two heart patients, and I found that the significant change was there. Another thing which happened was insulin sensitivity. Today the most important problem in the world is insulin resistance, which is the culprit for hypertension, which is the culprit for diabetes, which is the culprit for obesity, which is the culprit for dyslipidemia, low HDL levels, high triglyceride levels. And what we achieved, that within 7 days of this program, the fasting insulin decreased by 13%. Cortisol levels decreased, insulin level decreased, and we could control diabetes. Patients who were having, with 50 units of insulin, they were having their diabetes level, the sugar levels of 400, HbA1c of 11, 10.5, 11, 12 sometimes, and they could, within a week, in many patients, we were able to get rid of insulin within a week by achieving this step. Because cortisol level came down, the glycogenesis stopped, and insulin sensitivity improved, and the same insulin from the patient's body that was able to control the diabetes. Sugar levels became normal. And now we have many patients, more than 1,000 patients, now whose cortisol, whose HbA1c used to be 10 plus, now their cortisol level, their HbA1c has become less than 6, 5.5, 5, like that. Or many of them are on half a tablet of they are either on metformin or half a tablet of OHA. They're off insulin. So that is what you can achieve through meditation and change of diet and exercise and proper sleep. Sleep is a very important aspect of life that should be taken care of. So that is what. And this is the science of 3D healthcare. This, we know that when the patient dies, what we tell? What we tell in the hospital? He has gone, she has gone, take the body. How the patient became a body? 1 hour back, patient came and now body is going out. What has gone out? Life force has gone out, right? And from this dead body, nothing is functioning. But if there's a patient in the hospital who requires a heart transplant, ejection fraction is 10%. You take out, and after certain tests, histocompatibility matching and blood group testing, and you just take out this heart and transplant here, and heart starts functioning. kidney starts functioning, liver starts functioning, what makes the heart function? What is, why this heart is not functioning here? It is functioning here. Same heart is functioning here. That energy, being, the energy which is coming from the being. So human being is not only body. It's a continuum of spiritual, mental and physical energy. Health is a dynamic process. It's not a state of harmony and flow of spiritual, mental and physical energy. And only soul and few memory cells in the brain are continuous with life. More than 99.8% cells of the whole human body change within 3 months to 2 years. Your endothelium is changing. Your skin is changing. Your whole gastrointestinal line is changing. Your whole heart is being replaced. All the bones are being replaced, that you are all aware. Am I right or wrong? Yes, sir. Yes or no? That depends on a team. If you say, I'm a heart patient, my arteries are blocked, I keep this team with me. Next, my new endothelium which is coming up will have that block. 80% it was there, now it will come with 82%, 85%. Right? Because endothelium is being replaced. The reverse cholesterol transplant is not happening. If I change my thought pattern, my team, then reverse cholesterol transport starts happening and new endothelium which comes up is now without any block. Or you can block will be 30%, 40%, depending on intensity of your this practice of positive team. And body is made up of 80,000 billion cells. In each cell about 100,000 reactions occur in 1 second. In 1 second, 100,000 reactions. And you get rid of those toxins and oxidants within 1 second, less than a second. That is the capacity of human body. But when you are under pressure of time, type A behavior, pressure of work, then you are actually not having 100,000, it is 120,000. When you have anxiety, insecurity, you are having 40,000 reactions happening in the body. When you are irritated, it's 160,000 approximately. When you're angry, it's 2,000, it's 180,000. And body is not able to get rid of those toxins, those oxidants. If you practice meditation, you achieve peace. That is, peace is being in the present. No effect of the past subconscious mind on the conscious mind. That is peace. And then you have how many reactions happening? 80,000 reactions happening. When you are loveful, you have 60,000 reactions happening approximately. When you are happy, when you are contented, you have 40,000 reactions. Bliss is 20,000 reactions happening. That's your metabolic rate decreases, and that is how you have the place, you have the space for getting rid of toxins, because body has capacity to get rid of 100,000 reactions toxins every second. That is how you make your cells healthy. You increase their life, right? So that is how meditation helps you. In brief, and stress is pressures divided by inner strength. When the or coping ability. When this ratio becomes more than one, then you develop, you feel stressed. Because stress is the most important cause of coronary artery disease. And pressures may not be modifiable, internal or external pressures. Coping ability can be increased only by meditation. And what is meditation? No medication or surgery in this universe can improve coping ability or inner strength. Only technique to increase coping ability or inner strength is yoga or meditation. And what is yoga or meditation? What is meditation? Yoga or meditation means connection. As brother was telling us. And connection with what? Connection with the truth. What is the truth? Two qualities of the truth. Truth is eternal, beyond birth and death. And truth is unchangeable. It always remains the same. So what is the truth of a human being? Yes. Body is changing. Body takes birth and dies. Dehant. Dead, right? Body dies. We burn the body or we, you know. Roles are changing, right? So what is the truth of a human being? Being, right? I am a being with the human body. So that being, and that is, if you realize that you are a being, that is meditation. What is human being? Human being's word comes from two words, human, which comes from Latin word humus, which means soil, and which is outer self. And being means life force means soul, and it means inner self. Right? And if you see this, outer self means body, role or material. All three are unstable, they lead to insecurity and ego. Because of insecurity, you get these five vices. Ego, lust, anger, greed, attachment. This leads to type A behavior and jealousy. Lust leads to laziness, carelessness. Anger leads to cynicism, hostility. Greed leads to suspiciousness and assuming nature, so-called schizoid nature. Attachment leads to anxiety and fear. And these are the negative mental tendencies which are responsible for stress. This is what stress is all about. And when you have, this is your wrong mood, and when you have wrong mood, you go for wrong food. There are studies, there are more than 100 moods have been studied, and they show that mood decides your food. If you are feeling bitterness in the mind, you go for sweets, even if you are diabetic. When you are feeling dry inside, you go for fried foods. When you are feeling boring inside, you go for hot and spicy foods, right? What is depression? Hypercortisolemia, right? When cortisol level becomes too much, then you develop depression. And then accordingly, your diet requirements increase. These people, because their frequency is so high, they are in beta plus or gamma rhythm or super beta rhythm, there is 30 or 40 per second. So these people cannot get good sleep, because what you need is delta rhythm to so-called good sleep. And you are not able to achieve. You go to bed at 10, you get sleep only at 1. You keep on tossing in the bed, and then you get up 7, 8. And when he gets up 7, 8, he has to go to the hospital or go to his work. Then he doesn't have time for exercise. He will go to the gym in the evening, where there are 4 ACs are there, 20 people are exercising on the treadmill. What they are coming out with? Oxygen, carbon dioxide. And AC will do what? This will cool the carbon dioxide and give you back. So you are doing aerobic or anaerobic? You are causing damage yourself to yourself or doing good? So that is wrong exercise. You walk in the dark without cleaning your bowels, that's a wrong exercise. So you go for a morning walk with sunrise after cleaning your bowels. That is the way. So that is, and addictions, this because they become easy prey to addictions, and that is what leads to dis-ease. And what is Bimari Shabd? Bimari Shabd has come from, B means fear, Mari means constancy of. So Bimari Shabd has come from fear. Jo dar gaya, samjho, mar gaya. So Shole ka dialogue aapko sabhi ko yaad hoga, ne? Inner self-conscious, soul conscious. When you become soul conscious, this is stable, foolproof security. When it's like a furnace. When you go near a furnace, you feel the heat. When you go near a lake, you feel the cool air. Right? So there's 7 innate qualities of the soul. Peace, love, happiness, purity, peace, love, happiness, bliss and powers. And when you come in action, this becomes values. These values are nothing but various combinations of 7 energies. These 7 spiritual energies. And then you feel stress-free. This person is living to eat. And this person is eating to live. So he can have healthy food. He gets good sleep. He has time for exercise. And he says no to smoking and alcohol. He doesn't need tea, coffee to have energy for working. Right? And this person is always healthy and happy. What is the meaning of incurable? Incurable does not mean it is not curable. It means it is in plus curable. That means it is curable if you go in and realize that I am a being. Okay. And 3-dimensional healthcare and happiness, self-responsibility. Healthy means heal thyself. This is what teach our patients. That there is only one person on this planet who can heal you. Doctor can guide you. Parents can, or teach, or relatives can help you. And God can help you 100 times more if you follow his advice. But it is only you who can heal yourself. Who can open your blocks, take control of your blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, or asthma, whatever you have. So healthy means heal thyself. That means heal yourself. And then who is a healer? Self-awareness. Healthy means swast, swa means inner self, stha means conscious. So healthy means soul conscious. Inner self conscious. Twinkle, twinkle, which the poem, which is a very, very old poem, which was by a French poet 472 years back. This poem was written by a person, and he, because his friend had died, his childhood colleague had died, and that's in the evening he is looking at the stars, and then he comes out with this. How this person died, how my friend died. He sees the stars in the sky, and then he realized that how Jesus Christ was born, he said the star is born. Then he realized, then he comes the poem comes out from his mouth. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. The star is twinkling here, when it is there, everything is functioning. When it is not there, nothing is functioning. So, but I cannot see this star. When my friend died in front of me, I could not see the star going out. But how it makes everything function. And then he thinks about God. Then he comes out in the two lines. What is that? What are those lines? Up above the words of I, like a diamond, there's another star which is ever shining. This is twinkling. He compared it with diamond. And then he forgot to the sequence. Then he said, in the sky, it should be above the sky. Right? So now you can sing this poem again. Twinkle, twinkle, little, you can sing, twinkle, twinkle, little star, now I know who I am. Now you know who are you, right? And up above the world so high, like a diamond above the sky. Okay? So that is what you need to learn, right? So my soul is the healer and mind has to be healed and body has to be healed. And this is the multidimensional approach you adopt. And this is what true knowledge comes from God, and God is truth, Satyam Shivam Sundaram. Through information, education, counseling about the God, about soul, mind, body, as per biological clock. And this is soul. Energy is not invisible. It is here, somewhere here, 2.5 inches behind this thing. And this is three faculties of the soul. Mind, intellect and personality, which you have been taught. And mind is, what is mind? Mind is team, and it is our subtle body. Or aura is only mind. You make a mind positive, your aura grows. Right? And intellect is judgment power, and results are habits formed by repeated actions. And these seven energies, you can remember the formula like this, KP square, low high blood pressure. When your knowledge means APCD, Atma, Paramatma, connection, drama. So keep on realizing this, revising it, being this knowledge, and then that leads to purity of mind. Purity leads to peace, that is being in the present. Peace leads to love. Love means accepting people as they are. And happiness, that means having contentment in life. And bliss, when that means when you realize the truth. And that is, then you feel blissful, ecstasy. And when you have bliss, then you have powers. Power to face things, power to accommodate, power to tolerate, power to cooperate with people. Right? And that is spiritual energy. And soul nourishes the body through mind, team. Your mind, team has to be positive. And all these cells, 80,000 billion cells of the body require all the seven energies, but one energy is special. You know, for the brain, it is knowledge. For the sense organs and immune system, it is purity. For the lungs, it is peace. For heart, it is love. And there is no time to explain you, but detailed. Happiness is digestive system. Bliss is hormonal system. And the reproductive system and the power is musculoskeletal system. And all the seven energies lead to sort of toxins to come out of the body through kidneys, through the intestine, and through the lungs and through the sweat glands. So this is the concept basically. Get up in the morning, go to bed early, 10 p.m. Get up in the morning, 4 a.m. And then have soul conscious attitude. Soul conscious. I'm a being. Use that. Try to realize APCD or ABCD. Atma, Paramatma, ocean of seven energies, power of seven energies. And connect with him, all the seven energies, they start flowing into your consciousness. Because God is the powerhouse of seven energies. And that is the best time, Brahmurat is the best time to practice this. Though we have to practice this consciousness throughout the day. While working, while doing everything. It's a continuous stage of practice. And then when you do this, then up to 8 a.m. if you remain peaceful, loveful, happy, you maintain a team positive, energy goes into the body. And that is what we do, listen to the Murli, which the brother was sharing. And if you take proper diet, healthy diet, low fat, high fiber, vegetarian diet, Shuddha Sattvic Ahar, Shuddha Sattvic Sair. That is, we have a meditative walk. We don't mix walking and talking together. It's a meditative walk and Shuddha Sattvic Neend. Then, and proper use of medication or even intervention, bypass or angioplasty, whatever you do. That is required, you go for it. And with that, if you follow this, the energy comes out of the body and it makes an aura around you. That becomes a shield. Shield around. That. What is aura? Aura is nothing but energy of peace, love and happiness which surrounds you. Someone is getting angry at you, he's angry with you or you know is not happy with you, but that energy does not affect you. You don't get angry. You don't get upset. Atmosphere is wrong, is very sad, but you don't get affected by it. That is what aura does to you. Right? And that is how all the three energies are harmonized, and that leads to healthy and happy life. So this is how this program is run. We call seven patients, we call Dilwalas with the spouse, and they come and stay with us in house 7-day program, and this is how we teach them. This is the diet program. Breakfast we all take together, and we walk, we stay with the patients 7-day in-house program. Now till now we have 154 groups till now, and more than 9,400 patients in the program. If people without leg also they have to walk, and meditation, and then we have group support sessions, picnic, we dance also, and fifth day we dance. Every patient has to dance at least 45 minutes. Bhangra and everything. And they can dance. People who could not walk, they start dancing. And then what we have done is primordial prevention. We do primordial prevention and primary prevention. That is, we go to schools and colleges and to create that awareness in the children about sports, about values, and about sports, adopting sports as activity and avoiding junk food. And taking healthy and more fruits, more vegetables, and encourage them and feel and tell them what is this. And primary prevention program, like who are prone to develop heart disease, like hypertensives, diabetics, smokers, executives, people with a lot of stress, obesity, dyslipidemia. We have that 3-hour capsule program for them. And then we have secondary and tertiary prevention programs for people who are having documented coronary artery disease. We call them for 7-day in-house program, or people who have undergone an intervention already, so that they don't require a repeat intervention. So this is how we are doing this program, and now this program has gone to 145 countries, all over the world almost. Right? And this is the take-home message is, I think I'd like to call Sachin. Sachin, can you come? Sachin and Dayashankar. Ek minute, aajo, stage pe aajo. I'm just finishing, I have almost finished, but just want to show you the two people who are Dilwalas. I'll show you their faces. This is how the disease is affecting young people. So take home message is be natural. First thing is spiritual care. So this is Sachin. Ek baar mic lenge wo wala. Apni age batao, kab aapko heart attack aaya tha?
33, doctor.
33 ki, he got a heart attack at the age of 33 years. Batao jara tha brief mein.
Om Shanti. Main kaatma. Brief mein. Shareer ka naam Sachin Jain. Ghaziabad se aaya hoon main. जनवरी 2016 में
इनको इज इंजीनियर बाय प्रोफेशन. हाँ जी.
जनवरी 2016 में मुझे हार्ट अटैक आया. लेफ्ट साइड पूरा दर्द था और चेस्ट पेन था. मैं डॉक्टर के पास गया तो उन्हें लगा कि गैस वगैरह है, और ऐसे करके 10 दिन निकाल दिए. कोई ट्रीटमेंट नहीं लिया. 10 दिन के बाद सडनली जो है स्ट्रोक आया मेरे को. लेफ्ट साइड पूरा पैरालाइज हो गया, हाथ पैर सब लटक गए, काम करना बंद कर दिया. इको कराया मेरा, तो इको में मुझे एक ब्लॉक उन्होंने बताया कि एंजियोग्राफी करानी पड़ेगी. और
देयर वाज एलवी क्लॉट, इनके एलवी क्लॉट वाज देयर.
एलईडी में 70% ब्लॉक,
एलईडी में ब्लॉक था.
उसके बाद क्लॉट था, उसके अलावा एलईडी में चैम्बर में क्लॉट था, 4.5 सेंटीमीटर का क्लॉट था. उसके बाद दिल्ली के एक बड़े हॉस्पिटल में लेकर आए मेरे को, और वहां पर स्टंट लगा मेरे को. स्टंट लगने के बाद 2 घंटे के अंदर मेरे को वीटी हो गया, हार्ट बीट जो है बढ़ के 220 हो गया.
टैकीकार्डिया हो गया, वीटी
शॉक दिया. उसके बाद 2-3 दिन के रखने के बाद उन्होंने कहा कि आपको आईसीडी के लिए, पेसमेकर के लिए जाना पड़ेगा, क्योंकि ये आपको फिर से रिपीट हो सकता है. लगभग 5-6 लाख रुपए मैं ऑलरेडी लगा चुका था, उसके ज्यादा. फिर मैंने कहा कि सर अभी तो पेमेंट नहीं है अभी मेरे पास. तो उन्होंने कहा कि मेडिसिन से आप थोड़ा टाइम चल सकते हैं, लेकिन फाइनली तो आपको आईसीडी के लिए जाना पड़ेगा. मैंने इतना पैनिक हो गया था कि हॉस्पिटल के बाहर ही एक रूम ले लिया और वहीं पर रुक गया, क्योंकि उन्होंने कहा कि 10 मिनट भी नहीं मिलेंगे. तो ऐसे करके मैंने 1 महीना निकाला. फिर 3 महीने के बाद मैं कैड में आया, और थर्ड डे जो कैड प्रोग्राम करने के थर्ड डे में पूरा 45 मिनट्स जो है वॉक किया मैंने, जो कि मैं 10 मिनट्स भी वॉक नहीं कर पा रहा था. यहाँ से जाने के
मई टू जो वेटी का जो आया ना, जो होल्टर कराया, उसमें क्या आया था बताइए.
हाँ, होल्टर में जो है होल्टर लगाना पड़ता था मेरे को मंथ में 2-3 बार. तो इरेगुलर बीट्स जो है 10,000, 15,000 और लास्ट में 44,000 इररेगुलर बीट्स थे,
आउट ऑफ 1,44,000 की एक्टॉपिक्स थी, वीपीसीज थी।
तो वो मैंने फिर दिल्ली में दिखाया, तो उन्होंने कहा कि अब आईसीडी लगवा लीजिए, अब कोई ट्रीटमेंट नहीं है आपका, नहीं तो आप
बीच में वीटी भी आ रहा था,
वीटी की बीट्स भी आ रही थी उसमें। तो लेकिन फिर भी मैं इस प्रोग्राम में पूरा विश्वास था, इसको फॉलो करता रहा, तो सडनली वो धीरे धीरे कम होने लगी बीट्स जो है। अभी दो साल पहले वो केवल 3,000 बीट्स थी 1,000 में, और लास्ट ईयर केवल 1,000 बीट इररेगुलर बीट्स,
44,000 अभी 1,000 बीट्स हैं।
और अभी हर वक्त फील होता रहता था जैसे कोई नॉक कर रहा है, अभी ऐसा फीलिंग नहीं है, अभी इस साल मेरे को कराना है तो ठीक ही लग रहा है मुझे।
दयाशंकर जी दस अभी लास्ट मंथ ही आए थे अगस्त में।
हाँ जी, मेरा नाम दयाशंकर है शर्मा, मैं चंडीगढ़ से हूँ,
ये हॉर्टिकल्चरिस्ट
और हॉर्टिकल्चरिस्ट हूँ मैं, लैंडस्केपिंग वगैरह का काम करता हूँ।
जो आर्किटेक्ट कॉन्फ्रेंस चले नीचे तो इसमें आए हुए थे, मैं इसलिए इनको लेके आ गया।
मैं यहाँ पे
बुलाया नहीं था किसी को,
हाँ बुलाया था यहाँ पे तो उसमें आया हुआ। तो अभी से थोड़े दिन पहले मेरे मदर फादर एक्सपायर हो गए थे, उनसे मेरे को कुछ काफी ज्यादा लगाव था। 12 को मेरे को अचानक ही सीने में दर्द हुआ, तो मैंने डॉक्टर को दिखाया, डॉक्टर ने कुछ टेस्ट वगैरह बतलाए और दवाई दे दी।
एंजियोग्राफी कराई, मैं ब्रीफ कर देता, टाइम नहीं है, एंजियोग्राफी कराई, इसमें पांच तो ब्लॉक्स 95%, 80%, 90% ऐसे कई ब्लॉक्स थे और पांच प्लाक्स थे। तो अभी अगस्त वाले प्रोग्राम में आए थे हमारे,
हाँ अगस्त वाले में आए, और उसमें मैं फिर 27 को फिर आया, मैं पीजीआई 32 में जाके तुरंत एडमिट हो गया, जो उन्होंने सारे टेस्ट किए और उसमें चार तो मेजर 95, 80, 70, 60 और तीन जो है माइनर जो है ब्लॉकेज है उसमें। और कोलेस्ट्रॉल मेरा ज्यादा रहता था हमेशा, वजन भी थोड़ा ज्यादा था,
85 केजी था, अभी
75 था। और अब जो है यहाँ डॉक्टर साहब से आके मिला, मैंने वहां पे स्टंट डलवाने के लिए ज्यादा कहा, हमने कहा हमने नहीं डलवाना है यहाँ से, हम थोड़ा सा मिसेज हमारी जुड़ी हुई है, योगा वगैरह करती हैं, तो मैं भी फिर डॉक्टर साहब से टाइम लेके, और डॉक्टर साहब ने टाइम दे दिया। अभी अगस्त का मैंने यहाँ प्रोग्राम अटेंड किया, जैसा इन्होंने डाइट बतलाया वैसा डाइट, और दवाई जहां मैं 15 लेता था अब 3 गोलियां लेता हूं, कोई दी हुई है, सुबह एक खाली पेट, एक नाश्ते के बाद और एक रात को केवल। और अब मेरा 10 किलो वजन कम हो गया है, और अपने को,
और टीएमटी नेगेटिव हो गया, स्ट्रेस टेस्ट जो पॉजिटिव था नेगेटिव हो गया, मतलब विद इन ए मंथ।
हाँ
तो ये जो है इनके
साथ में, अभी मैंने 24 तारीख को फिर मैंने कहा चलो एक टर्म प्लान वगैरह करा दें, 1 करोड़ का मैंने टर्म प्लान कराया, उसमें मेरा मेडिकल वगैरह हुआ जिसमें कि ये सारी रिपोर्ट है, कोलेस्ट्रॉल वगैरह और सारा कुछ, टीएमटी उन्होंने 4 लेवल तक किया, मैं जी जितना करो 5 किलोमीटर में
तक
डेली जो है सैर करता हूँ, और काफी अपने को फिट महसूस करता हूँ।
चलिए
कब्ज वगैरह थी वो भी सारी गायब है।
मैंने कहा कुछ आपको सैंपल भी दिखा दूं ना कि दिल वालों के सैंपल क्या है। चलिए ये बेसिक टेक होम मैसेज, बी नेचुरल, स्पिरिचुअल केयर अपनी, बी इन सेल्फ कॉन्शियस, जो भी काम करें घर में ऑफिस में, लाइट कम कर दीजिए घर ऑफिस में, जो भी काम करें बॉडी कॉन्शियस के बाद रूल कॉन्शियस सुनना के बजाय सोल कॉन्शियस हो जाए, और पीसफुल लवफुल हैप्पी बार बार ही रिमाइंड करें, यहां पे पीसफुल बीइंग लवफुल बीइंग हैप्पी बीइंग, इसके लिए आधा घंटा मेडिटेशन सुबह कर लें, उसके आनंद की स्थिति का अनुभव कर लें, और पॉजिटिव 8 बजे तक आप चुप रहें, टीम पॉजिटिव रखें, इससे आपका कॉर्टिसोल सर्ज ठीक हो जाएगा। और फिजिकल केयर के लिए ईट नेचुरल्स, ज्यादा फ्रूट्स वेजिटेबल्स खाएं, सलाद्स खाएं, स्प्राउट्स खाएं, है ना, और ये व्हाट व्हेन एंड हाउ, कब खाना कैसे खाना, खाली कब खाना क्या खाना इंपॉर्टेंट नहीं, कब खाना कैसे खाना ये भी इंपॉर्टेंट है, वो करें। और सुबह 45 मिनट वॉक कर लें सनराइज के साथ, शाम को सनसेट के पहले आधा घंटा सैर कर लें इफ पॉसिबल, दैट इज ऑप्शनल, दिस इज अ मस्ट। और 10 बजे सो जाएं, 4 बजे उठ जाएं, और प्रॉपर स्लीप, और प्रॉपर इज मेडिकेशन, अगर बाईपास एंजियोप्लास्टी कराएं तो वो भी करा लें, किंतु रिमेंबर कि जो मुझे बीमारी खुद ठीक करनी है, राइट, दैट इज व्हाट इट इज। थैंक यू, ओम शांति।
नमस्कार, माई सेल्फ बींग ए कार्डियक सर्जन, आई वॉज ईगरली वेटिंग दिस टॉक बाय डॉक्टर गुप्ता। स्ट्रेस हैज इमर्ज इन रिसेंट डिकेड्स एज द मेजर कॉज, पीपल हैव एक्सेप्टेड, ऑल द साइंटिफिक ऑर्गेनाइजेशन हैव एक्सेप्टेड एज वन ऑफ द मेजर कॉज ऑफ कॉरोनरी आर्टरी डिजीज, एंड इवन इन प्राइमरी प्रिवेंशन एंड टर्शरी प्रिवेंशन, stress elevation in form of meditation has been accepted in recent decades. But what Dr. Gupta was talking was an eye-opener for me also, that stress management in form of meditation as the mainstay of treatment and just reversal of the coronary artery blockage. And with that, this will lead to a paradigm shift. And I wish that all the cardiothoracic surgeons and cardiologists become irrelevant in the future to come. Thank you.
And also surgeons will be relevant. They will always be relevant. Because we have the epidemic.
No, being a cardiologist myself, I also really appreciate the fact that you walked us through your journey. And it is important to understand that coronary artery disease is like the elephant in the room. We keep to be thinking that it's only the high blood pressure or the diet or the diabetes or the cholesterol that's important. But there are many other factors which are visible and not visible, which are equally important, and we have sort of put a blind eye to that. In fact, it is ironical that we call this disease non-communicable disease, because it seems we have sort of lost communication with our mind and body. And that's where a large part of the disease burden seems to lie. In fact, yesterday also we were discussing that, in one of the recent congresses that was done in cardiology, which is the European Society of Cardiology, that also now has, internationally there is recognition coming in that lifestyle plays a very important role, and we need to find ways and measures to treat our patients by correcting their lifestyle and not concentrating on just on angioplasty, stenting, and drugs alone. So thank you, Dr. Satish, for walking us through your journey, and I'm sure we all would like to, inculcate this and adopt this in our own practices.
Okay, thank you to all of you, especially Dr. Gupta sir. हमारे चेयरपर्सन का भी बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद मैं सिस्टर्स को